Joining me now is Billy Lucci of TechSags.com. You have seen Johnny football from way back when, before he even stepped foot on campus. Yeah. Let's talk first about the pro day. What was your first impression after it was all finished?
It was exactly what I expected. In fact, you know, you get to the point where you're kind of surprised that there was even two balls that hit the ground. I know Johnny was. That's how, leading into this, I think the other day he one incompletion one day and a couple the next day, and just like this. And for him to do that in here with no one watching, him and those receivers, and then come out today with this circus, I guess we can fairly call it.
I'd say it was a circus. There was a president, a dog, you know.
A dog, yeah, the whole deal. So, and the music and every, you know, all the pressure. But he doesn't feel that, you know. To him, this is like, I guess I would equate it to someone, you know, that's coming out to put on a performance. And he wanted to do that not only for, you know, the teams that love him, probably the teams that, you know, if there's any teams that don't like him, he wanted them to see that too. He wanted everyone here to see it. He's a showman, and he's also, I think, the ultimate competitor. You know, I think it's a short list of athletes I've seen as competitive as he is. A very short list.
And, you know, we all grow from, you know, the middle of our high school days through high school, through college, all that. Everyone does that. He obviously has done that. What's the same about him from when you first met him, and what's different about him now?
I think what's different is how much more aware he is of, you know, his surroundings and the expectation level. You know, that all that was sprung on him so quickly. It just happened, you know, because of the way he played the game, because of his personality. And he's adjusted to that, I think, exceptionally well. But people that wanted that to happen overnight, that was never going to happen. And I think that's probably – he also understands, the other day signing autographs for kids for an hour and a half out there, he understands how much what he does resonates with people of all ages. And even with that knowledge and everything, it hasn't changed him at all. He's the same person from the first time I met him, same competitor. When they lost that Florida game, the couple hours after that game, and he said, I don't think we'll lose another game this year.
That was in 2012 in the Open. Yeah.
They ended up losing one the rest of that year, and at the time that sounded kind of ludicrous, you know, considering where A&M had been previously. But he's always had that competitive edge, that desire to not only be great, but to be great with his teammates and have them share in it. And I guarantee you that was probably as important to him today as anything else, is that Mike Evans could have a pro day like that, that Travis Labhart, he's talked to me about that a lot, that he can have that stage, a guy that's underappreciated and is right now projected. You know, he and Darrell Walker projected as free agents, and I think that's probably today makes him more pleased than anything else.
As it pertains to the Texans, we've seen him in photographs on Twitter with guys like Andre Johnson, guys like Arian Foster. He's talked with the brass, the guys making the decision. What's your view of how that's gone, and what his interactions with the Texans have been, and what they might be down the line?
Well, let's call it what it is. If there was a team that he could go to, the Houston Texans, the number one pick in the draft, I think that matters to Johnny like it did Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck and anybody else. So I think he'd be a great fit. The Texans, a veteran team, probably not missing very much. You know, I grew up in Houston. I'm a Texans fan, so full disclosure. But he, you know, they were preseason Super Bowl contender, and they're not far off from getting back there. And one of the things is you know, could he be that piece of the puzzle that they're looking for? And here's my take, though, on it. I think regardless of where he goes, he's going to go into that thing thrilled because he's fulfilling a dream. And whether it's Houston or Jacksonville or Cleveland or Minnesota or whoever, he's going to go in feeling like with a lot to prove, but also really excited about teammates, that city, doesn't matter where it is.